Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Only in Hollywood is someone seriously old at 55, but this is the underlying notion of red, and it works like a well-worn charm. Bruce Willis stars. He's still buff and smirking at that august age. He plays Frank Moses, a retiree living a quiet life until it's suddenly threatened by a small army of intruders with enormous guns. Frank used to be a black ops ace in the CIA, so he takes care of the would-be assassins quicker than you can say Social Security, which he's been collecting. Then the born-again action hero rounds up the even older members of his old team to help him survive. They include Morgan Freeman, John Malkovich, and Helen Mirren. Frank also enlists the help of an active CIA functionary played by Ernest Borgnine. At the age of 93, Borgnine is certifiably old, although he doesn't act like it. If logic applied, Borgnine's Henry, a documents custodian, would have long ago been retired, but logic doesn't apply to a single frame of Red or to Mary Louise Parker's role in it. She's a Social Security clerk named Sarah Ross. In the cheerfully silly plot, Frank whisks Sarah out of her Kansas City office and makes her the team's junior member, but she soon comes to think he isn't so old at all, and she takes to the wild thrills of his cross-country mission like a salmon takes to white water. Every now and then, the senior participants in the proceedings offer nuggets of wisdom. "Here's the thing," Frank tells a remorseless adversary, "with age comes a certain perspective." Well, that may even be true, but what's obvious here is that age, in conjunction with talent, can sharpen performance. The best part of Reds is the spectacle of terrific actors being terrific in novel ways. Matt Damon is a psychic in spite of himself in Hereafter. He's one of three people in the film who have haunting connections with the afterlife. Unfortunately, Eastwood's meandering drama has slack connections with the here and now. One problem that surfaces quickly is the movie's certitude. No turn-of-the-screwy ambiguities, no mind games about whether the three might share some all-too-human delusion. Either you buy their Vaseline-lensed visions of the hereafter, or you watch in stony silence, as I did, wondering why there isn't a living soul to care about. Damon brings a calm intelligence to his role, and he has an entertaining encounter with Bryce Dallas Howard in a cooking class. The students take turns wearing masks and spoon-feeding one another in blind tastings. But the scene wears out its welcome. It isn't as intimate as it promises to be, and its pace, just like the movie as a whole, is insistently slow. The cast includes Marta Keller as a celebrated student of death and not dying, and Derek Jacobi as himself giving a reading at a London book fair. Even he seems morose. I'm Joe Morgenstern, back on KCRW next week with more reviews.